Africa has the experience to forge solutions to its own challenges and contribute to the global goals of inclusive growth, social justice, and protecting the environment, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said Sunday in an address to the African Union in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. He said some of the world's fastest-growing economies are in Africa. Many countries have made important gains toward the Millennium Development Goals. More African children are in schools, especially girls. More clinics are helping more women survive childbirth. And more African women sit in government and key decision-making positions. Secretary General Ban said he welcomes that progress, but he's still concerned about the hundreds of millions of Africans living in poverty. At the same time, he said, the international community is looking beyond the 2015 development agenda.
Success will depend on ownership by governments and civil society. Our destination is clear: a future where Africa's wealth enriches all of Africa's people, where misrule is only found in history books, where Africa's goods get a fair price on the global market, where global partnerships mean shared prosperity.
African countries averaged a remarkable 5% growth over the past decade and are projected to grow by even more than 5% by 2014. But economic expansion is not an end in itself. Wealth cannot remain in the hands of the few. Inequality is a recipe for instability. Secretary General Ban noted that Africa is the world's youngest continent, and its youth yearn for jobs and a life of dignity, adding, "We must invest in them." He called for a special focus to be put on Africa's girls and women, stressing that they can drive peace and development. Jerry Adams, United Nations.